Hello. I'm speaking today to use my privilege to lift up and support our most vulnerable communities and center the experience of the Black, Indigenous, and people of color in Toronto. Public outrage was sparked when Indigenous Black woman Regis Korchinski Peckett was murdered on May 27th. Her mother called asking her for her to be taken to CAMH, and instead the night ended with her life being lost. The public was horrified that at the very least the officers failed to prevent Regis's suicide. We know a special investigation has been opened in this case, but it's also no secret that the public does not trust the SIU process. This means that serious intervention is needed to reform this important system of accountability and ensure independent oversight of police and justice. You and I both know that this starts with better defining the role of police officers. When mental health is a concern, there must not be a Toronto Police Service officer present. There must be another frontline service available that does not strike fear or put people's lives in danger. We know that racism manifests in poverty, housing discrimination, in cuts to social and community programs, and in health outcomes. There has to be an agreement to take action, to invest the public's funding to address these inequalities head-on. My counselor wrote me that the city works to apply an equity lens on every budget decision it makes, which is a great step maybe 50 years ago. But more must be done, and it starts with giving up some of your funding and properly redistributing the funds into city services where it's so desperately needed. We know that a part of the city's recovery response to COVID-19 is to review the city's operating expenses. By taking a fraction of the $1.076 billion, which is our highest single expense, and redistributing it elsewhere in the community, this can help the marginalized people who need it the most. Tory even said that we're in the hole for $2.76 billion because of COVID. We need Toronto Police Services to agree to take the $276 million cut, make up for 10% of the budget shortfall. There are three ways you can do this. One, withhold pensions and don't rehire cops involved in excessive force cases. Two, require cops to be liable for misconduct settlements. And three, reduce the size of the police force. And before you guys come back with, we're investing in body cameras, de-escalation, and implicit bias training, check yourselves, because it's been shown that, much like in Regis's death, these don't work. As parents and humans, do none of you also agree that the following areas require more funding? Education, mental health services, housing, income security, accessible rehab, mutual aid, social workers, conflict resolution services, and other vital community-based support systems. You need to open your eyes and see that increased police presence and extra training directly threatens the lives of our most vulnerable communities. Some of the folks you've been busy neglecting include the Black community, BIPOC folks, LGBTQ2S+ community, unhoused people and those experiencing poverty, street-based sex workers, and people with disabilities. Honestly, we the public need you to do better and start seeing the world through the marginalized lens, because right now you're centering paychecks and egos above human life, and it won't continue. Consider this the ongoing external pressure that will continue until you accept the faults in the system that you benefit from. We're asking you to create a better future for all residents of Toronto by accepting the eventual divestment from harmful policing and investing in life-affirming services. Black Lives Matter. Thank you.